This is the time for which we have been waiting. Dear Jim, I finally got your letter enclosing your letter enclosing your letter, which was so important for me. Thank you, you very much. In time, this painful business will soon be over. 2020 goodness, if lost, I will you my signature. I hope I make it. Bill. The first snowfall brings chaos. First the horizon disappears, then you disappear. When William Carlos Williams suffered his first stroke, he was 68 years old in 1951. His second, the following year. The man loved our American speech. Vulgar and graceless as oversized boots, he loved it. The pimply-faced girl he loved. Forms inside things, gnarly to the touch. Smokestacks, mustard weed. The steely river filling with acid and sparrows picking in the dirt like death. Yet, still just sparrows. Beauty of marigolds and fried oysters. Beauty of spider webs, breakers hunters in the snow. Except maybe what the poet saw and heard was in his own head. Maybe in Rutherford, New Jersey, there was nothing. Maybe he was in despair, fierce lover of women and adulterer, and this morning waking to discover someone has dressed him in an old man's underwear. Gunmetal gray, woolen itchy, soiled cuffs at bony wrists and ankles, and the crotch unsnapped. Opens his mouth to curse, and words choke like phlegm. A doctor doesn't expect to die like the rest of us. Waking in the sun in Flossie's garden back of the yellow house, the terror strikes him. Maybe he's dreamt it all. Male hands lifting a threshing bloody infant from between female thighs. An ironweed along the railroad embankment, tough enough to thrive in cinders. And there he's laughing, typing on the old manual, words leaping astonished out of the mute keyboard. Keys so worn you can't read the letters. And those clouds. Clouds I've been noticing this morning, too. Diesel dirtied, broken and yet dignified in motion, moving from west to east, effortless above the pines, in this New Jersey smudged sky. In March 1963, the final stroke died in his sleep, eyes moving restlessly down the naked body. On a gurney? Since when? The shock of it. His young male body restored, svelte dark down of the chest, groin and soft stirring penis, winter pale haunches, muscles hard as bone. Lifts his head, where? Christ, he's alert, he's curious, ready to begin it all again. This is the time for which we have been waiting. The letter from William Carlos Williams to his friend and editor James Lockin was written sometime shortly prior to June 1962, when Williams' last book, Pictures from Bruegel, was published.